USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is downplaying fears that the nation is heading toward a recession. He says his talk about additional tax cuts is unrelated.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position.
He blasted two Muslim congresswomen who are criticizing Israel and says the Democrats should reject them.
Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel?
The president also seems to be walking back his call for stronger background checks for guns, saying that a tough screening system is already in place. Days after a brutal shootout in the city of Philadelphia, the police commissioner is resigning because of allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination. The mayor says he's disappointed that Richard Ross is leaving. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
The New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of Eric Garner that sparked nationwide outrage has been fired. USA's John Clemens reports.
New York City Commissioner James O'Neill called the firing of Officer Daniel Pentolino as a tragedy for everyone involved.
A man with family lost his life, and that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hardworking police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
Officer Pentolino was accused of using a chokehold in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, prompting the NYPD union of accusing Commissioner O'Neill of choosing politics and his own self-interest over the officers he claims to lead. The union also accused O'Neill of caving to anti-police extremists.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 173, the S&P down 23, and the NASDAQ down 54. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tiny town in Nevada is bracing for what could be two very large events. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Officials in the small town of Rachel, Nevada, are asking county officials to allow them to declare that state of emergency to free up funding for police and medical services after commissioners approved two permits, one for Alien Stock and one for Peace Stock 51. The two events are to take place on September 20th near the town of Rachel, which is the closest town to Area 51. The two festivals evolved from a viral Facebook event that was encouraging people to storm the famed military base to find proof of aliens. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's dangerously hot in parts of the nation. The temperatures might reach triple digits in the Southwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Record and near-record highs being forecast in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada. In fact, record highs could be pretty widespread.
Also, parts of the Midwest and areas of the Mid-Atlantic will also feel high heat.
It does look like the heat will persist, especially over the Southwest and the Southern and Central Plains for several more days.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.